Wonder how many of you know Ben Miller, or someone like him. Ben was not only an expert driver, but was the sort of chap who never let the little annoyances of driving get under his skin. For instance, I remember this incident very well.
Whew! Boy, that fella up ahead stopped mighty short. But we didn't hit him, that's the main thing.
Not long after that, when I was going home with Ben in his car, this happened.
Confounded, did you see that? Hey, what's the idea of stopping like that? They ought to take that guy's license away.
And then that man gave me a question and another bullet time went on. What had happened to him? What had changed him from a man who was easygoing and good-natured to a man who became upset and irritated over even the least little trifle? The doctor told him it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, naturally, I'm not for 1 minute going to stand here and tell you that coffee affects everybody's nerves. It doesn't. Many people can drink all the coffee they want with no ill effects at all. But many others shouldn't touch it. So if you're bothered by nerves, and nerves, you know, can affect you in any one of several ways, such as irritability, sleeplessness, or nervous indigestion, and if you suspect coffee to be to blame, or even partly to blame, do the wise thing. Switch to a postum. For there's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in postum that could possibly affect your nerves. A postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. Just drink postum instead of coffee. And then, even in 2 weeks' time, long enough to give postum a fair trial, see if your nerves haven't improved. See if you aren't a whole lot less touchy and irritable. A calmer, happier, more likable person again. Drink postum. There's a reason. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though the Vocal Picture Corporation of Hollywood has definitely decided to make a picture in Pine Ridge. One of the representatives arrived in town this morning to select locations, and none has spent the day showing them around the town. As we're looking over a little community today, we find Ben Pappy Spears over at the Jump and Down store talking to Batman.
He's the fellow that's going to take the moving picture in.
No, he just come here to look around and pick out the different sentence for the picture.
Huh?
Well, I'm taking him over to see Uncle Henry Lunsford's case, and according to what he said, well, I thought I was going to be made right here at our store.
Yeah. What kind of a store is it, Edmund?
I don't know around there. He said they had 3 or 4 riders working on it. I figured what he did say their names are. Well, anyway, it's going to be about Pine Ridge here. Something about a doctor here in town.
You ain't gonna be a doctor, eh?
No, that ain't our part. Well, I'm just gonna run the store here like we always do.
Well, what's Rum doing wearing all them fancy clothes if he's gonna be like he always is?
No, well, he'll make him put his old clothes back on. You know Rum. When he's a good actor, why, he starts dressing himself up like he thinks an actor ought to look.
Maybe if he don't look aside.
No,
yeah. I came over to church service yesterday. Had on a checkered coat and leather breeches and cap without no bill on it. Looked like a comic valentine.
Oh, yeah. He's making a plum goose out of himself. Tries to get everybody pumped in here to take one of his autographs. Got his name wrote all over the wrapping paper there. Put it on as a pencil over it. Long in it as a tractor. Put it right there and wraps up the bottle.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
I hope so. Just ain't no living with him hardly like he is. Uses a bunch of big words that nobody can understand. And makes out like he's a different fella every day.
Different fella?
Yeah. He went in at the county seat and got some books on acting. They got plays and everything, you know. Every time he reads one of them, he tries to act the part that he read about. Comes down here and acts all over the place. He was an Englishman this morning.
Englishman?
Yeah, that's what he said he sounded like. I never know. All day Saturday, he was a Kentucky cow.
Other lands.
He kept talking about his horses and his plantation. Sitting around here with a glass of soda pop all day telling folks it was a mint julep.
Oh, yeah? That's what he must have been doing when he was down at the store the other evening. Coming in there, and I couldn't hardly understand a word he was saying. Sounded like some foreigner.
Well, I bet might have been the day he was a Frenchman.
Yeah, must have been. I don't know, though, I'm going to go to his head.
Well, I'm just afraid he's going to keep on talking like everybody else, and then When you do get ready to make the picture, why, you won't be able to talk like yourself no more.
Hey, if you can't reckon me harm you for the job, I know how to keep stories near as he does.
Well, I don't know about that, Grandpap. You just have to talk to that fellow. He's doing all the hard. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, what I hear, they're aiming on paying pretty good money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to get in on it if I could. That's just going to pay so bad to do for a
long. Well, he said this morning they're going to have to hire a bunch of folks around here. Hey, first time we see him, I just met him at the
time. Yeah, sure we are.
Well, he told Cedric this morning he'd see if he got a job of some kind. See, most of the actors are going to bring with them from Hollywood down here.
Hollywood actors coming to Pine Ridge?
Why, sure.
Oh, come and pull up for the land change.
Well, that's what the fella's doing here. On the place for all of them to stay. Rented Sister Simpson's boarding house this morning. Lock, stock, and barrel. Just taking every room in it for all the time they're going to be here.
Well, say, this is going to mean some money coming into Pine Ridge, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Going to help everybody. Yeah.
Do they pay you fellas anything for taking the pictures around and got them down stolen here?
Well, from what I understand, they would, yes. But I'm afraid I sort of smile at their grandpap. Of course, I never once thought about them paying you for such a lad, and, don't tell them. But I rented the store to the Squire Skink the other day for 6 months.
You mean you're going out of the store business?
No, we're going to keep running the store just like we always did, but Squire is paying us so much a month rent. I couldn't understand what he wanted with it at first, but I know now that he wants to rent to that moving picture company for a heap more, he's paying us for it.
Oh, and you ain't told him nothing about it, huh?
Oh, no, definitely. I've been sort of waiting to bang up the subject, but I know he's going to hire the kite when he hears it.
Well, I don't blame him. You oughtn't to do that,
Abner. I know it.
You missed it.
I know it. I tried to get that dead brain squad away till I could talk to Lama about it. He wouldn't do it. Threatened to back out on the whole deal if I signed the lease right then, so, I signed it. That's all there was to it.
Might know that squad and figure out some way to make some money out of it.
Oh,
good. He's outdone any son I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Now, what I'm feared now, well, that squad hold him up, ask him so much rain on the store, they won't even make the picture here.
Well, wait a minute, that comes along.
Don't mention nothing about it to him, Grandpap. I want to catch him in a good room before I tell him what I did.
No, I won't see
him. No, don't do it.
Yeah, honey, Long.
Yeah, Paul, what do you think of Uncle Henry Orford's place, Long?
Huh? Oh, liked it. Said it was just what he's looking for.
Yeah, that's good.
How are you, Grandpap?
Pretty good, Long. Can you look at any chance of me getting a job acting in that picture on him?
I don't know, Grandpap. Wait till we get here and start the picture. They won't let me find something for you.
When was they even all starting?
Why, he says they want to start it just quick as they can.
Yeah.
They're working day and night on the script. The script's what they call the story up in America.
Uh-huh.
The story.
How?
The actors are all being here one day next week, I think.
Yeah.
Danny, have not seen a picture of the leading lady a while ago. Prettiest little thing you ever seen in your life.
Is she coming out from Hollywood?
Yeah, I just recollect her name, but he thinks she's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
What a big woman, is she?
Well, I mean, a big name.
Oh.
Blonde hair. Very neat. Wish I had a big automobile.
Uh-oh.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you ain't going to start sparking at her, are you, Long?
Well, I might want to take her out riding once in a while. Sunday, there won't be nothing for her to do. Somebody's got to entertain her.
Now, Swan, to goodness. Why, she ain't gonna pay no attention to you, Long.
What's the reason she ain't?
Why, she's a moving picture actor.
Yeah, what do you think I am? I'm a star, too.
Star? You get in one here.
Listen, ma'am, now I'll run my affairs and you can be alone. Do them right.
That's all or nothing. I'll get it on
you. You're just mad because I'm gonna get a big draw.
You gonna get one, Tony?
Hello? Hello? Got him down, Thor. And that's anybody talking.
Biggest man fine and paint it yellow. Where did I get my first check?
Oh, just a minute.
Here, Mom. Cedric wants you.
Well, I ought to have a secretary to do such hoping for me.
Yeah.
Hello, Cedric, old fellow. Yes, quite.
Well, you're right, English, now that's what I think he called.
Of course, this is Mom.
Well, I would suggest that you talk to Mr. Coslow while he's here, old chap.
Oh, I think
so,
it?
Yes, quite. All right, old fellow. It's not at all, not at all. Will you?
Come on, Dad, Dudley.
Shows what kind of an actor I am. Cedric never even knows who it was.
Now, you talking about buying a new automobile, Mom. Now, you better wait till we know for sure they're going to make this picture.
Well, they're going to make it. Ain't no doubts about that. He said so this morning. It's definite. He likes the town just as good as Mr. Bolson did.
Mm-hmm.
He's going ahead and making a deal for the sex and everything.
I made a big hit with him for us, Ed.
He did?
Yeah, if you want to know how much we're going to charge him to use the Jot 'em Down store here to take pictures of, and I told him he never wanted a nickel for it. Told him he could get all they pleased and wouldn't charge him a cent.
Oh.
That crazy Uncle Henry Lansford rented this place to Squire Stanton. Now then, Squire's asking about three prices for it.
Well, I don't think we can let you use our store, though, Lum.
Well, sure we can. Ain't gonna hurt nothing.
No, I know, but, well, Wait a minute.
Where are you going?
I just want to get back there by the door.
What's the matter with you, anyway? Got your feet all set there like you're fixing them on.
Well, we can't let them use our store long, because I've not made it to Squire Kemp for 6 months and don't try to be
sick. Well, we hope the Squire doesn't ruin the home chances for a picture career. Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Coastal, your best bet for good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.